Eagles Media Relations.
Hello, it's Scott Hagel. I have Coach Smith. Are you folks all ready?
Yep, just 1 second.
Okay, 1 second, please.
Coach Smith on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Coach.
How's everyone?
So the Eagles defense gets a lot of pressure on opposing QBs. How is your O-line preparing to go against the Eagles blitz?
Oh, you know, the same way we prepare each week. You know, every team poses those type of problems. You know, of course, our offensive line has, you know, we've been through some stuff this past year, but it's another, you know, good team that we're playing, another good defense that we'll have to be ready for.
Lovie, could you talk about the play of Urlacher this year? He had to come back from the injury, and, you know, there was some question about whether or not he was the same guy he had been in the past, and he certainly looks like he's playing that way again.
Yeah, well, he's come back from the injury well, and it's that question about is he the same guy from the past? I don't know. It must be from outside of Chicago. They're saying those things. Here, we couldn't be more pleased with him. And it started in all season of, you know, sometimes when you're away from things, you know, you see how much you really do miss it. And that was the case of just not having our defensive guys here, our leader, you know, give a defensive call right away and then for them to react from there. But he's played great ball, as good as we've seen him play. He's really been physical this year. He's capable of, you know, making all of the plays. Still has all of his speed and having an outstanding year.
How much of his personality, you know, rubs off on the whole defense when he's out there?
Well, I think your team, your defense as a whole, normally carries the personality of the middle linebacker. And for Brian, I mean, there's a reason why he's the face of the franchise. There's a reason why he's a career tackle leader in Chicago Bear history. He's a tough guy. And the guys follow his lead.
Lovie, what's been your opinion on Michael Vick and how he's been playing?
Just saying the same thing everyone else is saying, singing his praises. You know, he's a great player. And he's been a great player since about the time he came in the league, though. And it's good to see him back. You know, I've been pulling for him, too, of course, except for this weekend.
Is he a different player?
He's an outstanding player. I'm sorry?
Is he a different player now than he was first time around?
Well, he was explosive last time around. He can make all of the throws. Athletic, mobile in the pocket. He was doing that then, and he's doing that now. So as far as is he the same player, I think guys get better with age a little bit, more experience and all of that. But I just know he's a dominant player now.
You said you've been pulling for him. And why is that exactly?
Oh, you always pull for people that are coming back from tough times to do well. Guys that have, you know, made mistakes and have acknowledged that and trying to move forward. You're always pulling for people. It's about forgiveness, you know, for everyone. It's not Michael Vick about it, but for everyone that does something wrong. You want them to come back and for all of us to forgive them, move on.
What kind of a corner is Asante Samuel? Is he, do you review him as one of the best in the league?
I think the numbers speak for themselves. You know, great nose for the ball, reads the quarterback well. It's a playmaker. It takes a special person, special breed of cat to play the cornerback position on an island and, you know, always going against, you know, maybe the elite athlete on the team, at least one of them on the team each week. And Asante has really, you know, really played well. It's about, you know, the Eagles have done a great job. They're number one in the league. I think one above us on taking the ball away. And so it's about that for the corners, of intercepting the ball.
Well, how do you combat that with Jay Cutler? He's been
on the other side, of course. It's about ball protection for us. We realize that. We're aware of who's over there and what they've done as a team. And we just have to, you know, try to take better care of the football, whether it's through the pass or, you know, of course, protecting the ball on our runs, too.
You have weapons on your special teams, and you're third in the league in punt return averages. How have those hidden yards helped your offense?
We rely on it. And everyone says it's about all three phases, or it takes all three phases to win a game. But for us, we do it at, you know, we, you know, with our personnel. I mean, we have guys on our roster because they can play special teams. We, you know, again, we put just as much emphasis on it as we do our offense and defense. But, and our guys know that. We won games around here with it, with our special teams. And as far as our return game is concerned, the guys know what we have. They want to be on the field to block for, you know, the all-time great return guy in the game, and Devin Hester.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
I think.